Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a call and response riff in Ableton Live 12 that feels right at home in smoky warehouse jungle, old school DNB and rolling bass music. So this is not about a giant glossy uplift. We're aiming for something darker, tighter, a little ghostly, and really useful in a track. Part riser, part transition tool, part musical hook. Think of it like a question and answer. The call asks the question. The response answers from deeper in the room. That contrast is the whole trick. We'll start by setting the project tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want a slightly more classic jungle feel, 170 to 172 is a sweet spot. Before you even write the riff, make sure you've got a breakbeat, a kick and snare backbone, and a solid sub underneath. This riff needs to sit on top of that world, not fight it. For the sound source, go with an Ableton stock instrument that has some harmonic character but isn't too shiny. Waveatable is great if you want a modern dark stab. Operator is excellent if you want that more metallic, old-school edge. Sampler is brilliant if you've got a chopped stab or vocal hit you want to warp into something more characterful. Drift can be nice too if you want a softer, unstable analog flavor. Let's program the call first. Keep it short, 2 to 4 notes max. You want a phrase, not a full melody. Try placing hits on beat 1, then on 1-3. Maybe a little ghost hit later in the bar if it helps. The idea is to leave space for the drums. In a minor, for example, you could use A, C, and E. Or if you want it darker, try A, G, and E flat. Those smaller, slightly tense intervals are perfect for this style. Now shape that call so it feels upfront and dryish. Start with a Q8 and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on how much low-end junk is there. If the sound feels muddy, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add saturator with a little drive and soft clip on. That gives you weight without turning everything to mush. After that, use auto filter to low pass it somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz, and add just a touch of movement if you want it breathing. A little echo can be great here too, but keep it restrained. Shorter feedback, darker repeats, maybe an eighth note or dotted eighth. The call should feel like it's speaking clearly from the front of the mix. Now for the response. This is where the conversation gets interesting. You can answer the call a few different ways. You might drop the line an octave lower. You might keep the rhythm but change the pitch contour. You might make it more distorted or more filtered, so it feels like it's replying from the back of the warehouse. The key is contrast. If your call is A, C, E, try a response like G, A, E flat, or maybe A in a lower octave with E and G on top. That kind of darker answer gives you the murky, haunted feeling that works so well in jungle and old-school DNB. For the response processing, go a little wetter and a little rougher. Auto-filter is great here, especially if you use a band pass or a lower low-pass setting. Redux can add that grainy, degraded edge. Echo or hybrid reverb can push it deeper into space. If you want it more aggressive, roar is a fantastic stock choice for tonal saturation and bite. The basic idea is simple. The call is drier and more direct. The response is darker, wider, and more atmosphere-heavy. A really useful teacher trick here is to think in phrases, not loops. Don't just copy the call and swap a note or two. Recontextualize it. Maybe the response starts later. Maybe it falls instead of rises. Maybe it's longer or slightly more delayed. That tiny shift makes it feel like a real answer, not just a repeat. Velocity matters too. You can use it almost like arrangement. Slightly lower velocities on the first hit of the call can make it feel like it's setting up the idea. Then bring up the final response hit a little higher, so it leans forward. That little energy lift makes a surprising difference. Now automate some movement. This is where the riff starts to feel like a transition tool. Slowly open the filter over 2 or 4 bars. Bring in a little more reverb send toward the end of the phrase. Increase echo feedback just before the transition. Then cut it sharply at the drop for impact. If you want even more tension, add a tiny pitch rise in the final bar, maybe 1 or 2 semitones, or a subtle bend on the last response note. That kind of movement is classic DNB tension building. If you really want to get authentic with this style, bounce the riff to audio and resample it. Old school jungle and warehouse DNB often sound better when you commit to audio and start treating the sound like material instead of a perfect MIDI performance. Duplicate the audio track and process one version cleanish and one version darker and more degraded. Use those like two characters in the conversation. One can be the direct call. The other can be the smeared, echoing response. Solid resampled chain might be EQ8, saturator, a little redux, auto filter, echo and utility. Keep the core centered and mono-friendly, especially in the low and mid-range. Check the sound in mono early. If it disappears or gets weak when some down, simplify the width and keep the important part in the middle. Speaking of the mid-range, that's where this style really lives. The magic zone is often somewhere around 300 Hz to 3 kHz. That's where the break, the bass harmonics, and the stab character can all talk to each other. If the riff is too bright, it starts sounding polished and modern in the wrong way. If it's too heavy in the low end, it'll fight your sub. So high pass it aggressively if needed, and don't be afraid to roll off some top end above 8 to 10 kHz if it's getting shiny. For warehouse space, use reverb carefully. You want room tone and shadow, not a giant wash that smears the groove. Hybrid reverb or the standard reverb can both work well. Think shorter to medium decay, a bit of pre-delay, low cut the reverb return, and keep the high end controlled. Echo is often more useful than huge reverb in this style, because it preserves punch while still creating depth. Now place the riff in the arrangement with intention. Don't let it run constantly. Use it as a marker. Maybe it teases in the intro, comes in fully around bar 9 or 16, becomes more tense in the last two bars before the drop, then drops out or leaves just a tail at the impact. In jungle and old school D&B, restraint is power. If you only hear the riff at the right moments, it lands harder. Also, make it interact with the drums. Leave room for the snare. Try placing response notes just before or just after break hits rather than stacking them right on top of everything. A short ghost response after a break slice can sound amazing. It makes the riff feel embedded in the groove, not pasted on top. If you want an advanced variation, try asymmetry. Instead of equal halves, make the call one bar and the response three quarters of a bar, then leave a quarter note gap. That tiny stumble can create great broken beat tension. Or swap the register and counter. If the call rises, make the response fall. If the call is short, make the response longer. That gives the two parts a real conversational feel. Here's a simple practice move you can use right now. Set the project to 172 BPM in a minor. Program a call in bar 1 with A, C, and E on a simple rhythm. In bar 2, write a response using G, A, and E flat, slightly lower and a little more delayed. High pass it around 150 Hz at a touch of saturation. Slowly open the filter over two bars and put echo on the response only. Then automate the feedback higher at the end of the second bar and cut it off at the drop. If it feels like a shadowy conversation sitting over chopped breaks and sub, you're on the right track. So the big takeaway is this. Keep the motif short, make the call and response clearly different, use filtering and saturation and delay to create depth, and always leave space for the breakbeat and bass. You're not trying to overwhelm the track. You're trying to make a dark, smoky phrase that teases, answers, and drives the energy forward. That's your call and response riff for Ableton Live 12. Tight, moody, warehouse ready, and very usable in jungle and old school D&B. Next step, build a few variations. Compare how they feel in intro, breakdown, and pre-drop sections, and see which version has the best weight in mono and the best tension when the drums hit.